Proclamation number 4791 of 3rd of December, 1949. Sin of omission. Repentance. Change in the afterlife. You will have to answer for every sin of omission, for every unused opportunity, yet it will not be held against you, but you will be reminded of it. And now realize for yourselves what you have neglected and what advantage you have forfeited as a result, and your remorse will be great. For this is the punishment for your wrongdoing, which you will never be able to forget, and which therefore causes you immense self-torture, which can certainly be regarded as a just punishment because you ignored God's grace on earth and cannot atone for this wrongdoing in any other way than through profound remorse for your harshness and your disobedience of God's commandments. And the torment will only become less if you try to act in the kingdom of the beyond contrary to your unkind life on earth. If you then practice love of your own accord for the souls who have to suffer like you and who are helped by every deed of love, then you will also feel the strength of love, then you will try to right your wrongs. But this requires a small spark of light which gives you the recognition of your self-inflicted situation, for as long as you don't possess this glimmer of realization, you are not yet aware of the great failure on earth either, for then you are only filled with selfish love which only wants to improve your own fate but not that of the other suffering souls. And this state can last a long time, depending on the tenacity of will and the degree of self-love. Love first has to be awakened, which can certainly happen through the prayer of a person on earth who lovingly remembers that soul. Then the soul will be transferred into surroundings inhabited by unspeakably many suffering souls, so that the former shall get to know mercy through suffering. For the suffering is far greater than its own suffering. And now the soul must prove itself. If it only has a helpful thought, then strength flows to it to carry it out, and now a small light is kindled which can no longer go out, for it feels a happiness within itself and begins to think about the activity in love and is supported in it by beings of light which, in a disguise beneficial to the soul, instruct it and stimulate it to loving activity. And as soon as this state has occurred, it recognizes what it has missed. Its remorse is great, but its will to help also increases, and the more it practices love, for which it is given ample opportunity, the weaker the feeling of remorse in its heart becomes, because it is now so full of gratitude towards God who still gives it the opportunity to ascend, although it knows that it will never be able to make up for what it missed on earth, that it will never be able to reach the highest degree of beatitude. But it is blessed to be able to work in love and to be relieved of its misery. Amen.